time to remember, time to celebrate what Jesus has done for us. And just a line of that hymn caught my attention. Jesus, Jesus, simply taking. Did I get that right? I'm not sure. Simply taking. That's our part, is to receive. We have nothing that we can offer God that could gain anything with Him. Our part is simply to take. We, you know, Christmas is an awesome time to celebrate because we get to give. Christmas is a time to remember the gift that we've been given in Jesus Christ. So I want to just ask, what are the things, the blood-bought gifts that Jesus has given you that you want to say thank you for this morning? Anybody have some of the blood-bought gifts from Jesus that are given to you that you have today?
Forgiveness.
Hope.
Freedom.
Peace. Eternal life. Rescue. A second chance. The Holy Spirit living inside of us.
Reconciliation.
Our relationship with God is restored. Praise God.
Unconditional love.
Adopted into His family. So much we've been given. So many blessings in Christ. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to pass out the bread and the juice. This is how Jesus taught us to remember Him, to remember what He did for us, and to say thank you for the gift that He's given us. Our part is simply to take. Let's give Him thanks. And if you're a believer in Jesus, if you put your trust in Him to save you from your sins, then you're welcome to participate and remember what Jesus did for you with us. Jesus, thank you for coming as a man, being born as a human baby, living a human life so that you could die a human death as our substitute, bearing in your body the wrath of your Father against our sin, so that we could experience all these precious gifts that we have today. Lord, we thank you that you love us so much that you came to die for us. Spirit, thank you for opening our eyes to the beauty of the gospel, the good news that Jesus died to save sinners like me. Thank you for this bread. Thank you for this juice. Help it to remind us of who you are, of what you've done for us, of how much we have in you. Help us to have hearts overflowing with gratitude in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, thank you for dying in our place so that we could experience the riches of the fullness of the blessings and favor and grace of God poured out on our lives. We want to say thank you for your body broken, for your blood poured out, for sinners like us. Thank you that you welcome us now into your presence where there's fullness of joy. Thank you in Jesus' name. His body broken for you. Blood poured out to wash away our sins. Drink.